Attention everyone, this is an emergency broadcast. The loud frequency coming from your radio is not a mistake. Do not turn off your radio, but instead turn up your radio as loud as it can go. Do this so we can broadcast this frequency as loud as possible.
Welcome to another episode of Game Stuff. I'm your gaming gal, Kalai, and I am joined by the prestigious Mr. TMNT himself, Joe.
What's up, Joe? Yo, yo, yo. What's up, everybody? How's everybody doing this week? How are you, Kalai?
I'm doing great now that I'm recording with you.
Dude, I'm doing great because I just bought a fuck ton of games on Black Friday.
You did. You did, and you didn't call me your sponsor.
No, I didn't call my sponsor because this is the one time a year where I get my fix.
For anybody that is new to our podcast, we are a conversational podcast for gamers, by gamers, about, you guessed it, gaming, because we love it so much.
That we do. Except Kalai, who now only plays on the PC, because she's a big giant traitor.
PC Master Race!
PC Aster Race, but okay.
This week's topic of the show is we're going to talk about your Christmas list and what games you need to buy and not buy. So
Buy them all.
Except Death Stranding.
You need Bone Storm like Bart Simpson.
So let's get our conversation started. Joe, since you bought all these games, have you been playing anything, or are you just kind of putting them on your shelf? Doing Roberto.
So right now,
or Daryl.
Right now, shout out to Roberto and Daryl. So right now, I'm staring at the stack of games I bought for Black Friday. It's a stack of 10 games. I actually beat one of them already, but technically, I bought that game last week, so I guess I don't know if it really counts as a Black Friday game. So I'll go through.
Allow it.
I'll go through real quick of what I did buy on Black Friday. I purchased Borderlands 3, Tom Clancy's Division 2, Man of Medan, Aladdin and Lion King. This is the one I get shit for. Zombieland Double Tap Road Trip. Fallout 7.
You don't get shit for that one. Next one.
Fallout 76. Were you waiting for that one, were you?
I was. I like the game. I hear people don't like the game.
I can't wait to
something
start
about
it.
$100 pass. Who knows?
I mean,
I think it's personally better than Death Stranding.
You don't need the $100 pass to play the game. You just need it to have a private server. Whatever.
Actually, to be honest with you, it does allow you more storage space.
Is it really that, like, much of a difference without it, though? Like, how does that work?
I don't know, because a lot of people are saying that it is an advantage because you do collect a lot of stuff, so you can make more things if you have more stuff available, but I don't know. I haven't really played in a while.
Okay. When you just played it at launch and then you haven't really touched it again?
Pretty much, because I was playing with our good listener, Matt, but
oh, nice.
He apparently deleted the game, so now I'm on my own.
Good old Matty G. I also got Concrete Genie, which I am excited to play, Yakuza Kiwami 2, and Yakuza 6, which I'll probably never get to, because those games are fucking really long, and I only have so much time to play games. Did you pick up anything on Black Friday?
I did, I picked up a lot of digital stuff. Contra.
Okay.
Collection was on sale.
Would you get that on again?
Switch.
Oh, nice. I bought the Castlevania collection on Switch, and I adore it. I haven't bought the Castlevania one, but I know Konami put a lot of love into these collections that they've been putting out. I hope they do more. I really hope they do, like, an old-school, like, Ninja Turtle video game one for the NES games. That'd be cool. But, have you played the Contra collection yet? Have you played any of them?
I played, like, a whole 3 seconds, and then tried to figure out why the screen was so small.
Oh, because it cuts off with the black bars, right?
Yeah.
I think you have to pause the game and press X and you can go full screen, if I remember correctly, or it's in the options. I can't remember. I know you could do it in the Castlevania one. You can go full screen. But remember, when you go full screen with games that were designed for, like, smaller TVs back in the day, it's going to muddy up the graphics a little and, like, it's going to inflate the pixel or, like, blow it up. It's going to blow up the image and distort the pixel, so.
Right, but I'm playing handheld.
Still, it still does it. It still does it on the Sega Collection. I have the Sega. You have that too, right, for the Switch?
No, I don't have the Sega
Collection. Oh, you got to get that. That's worth every penny. That's 50 games for $30. Really good buy. But anyway.
What good game could possibly be in there worth that?
Worth $30? Sonic 1 and 2 are in there. That alone.
Shit. Next.
Wow, you really don't like Sega, do you? Where's my good old Sega boy Roberto at to back me up here? At least he likes Sonic. Well, he's going to see the movie, but
I'll go see the movie.
I think I'm going to go see the movie too. Not to lie, I actually like the new trailer. Aside, real quick, they released a new trailer for Sonic the Hedgehog. For those who haven't seen it, it looks a lot better than the last one, and it didn't make me want to not see the movie. So I guess they succeeded in their task of making me want to go see this a little bit more than I didn't already. I guess. I don't know.
All right. But back to what I bought.
Oh, yeah, back to what you bought. Well, do you like Contra? Like, why'd you pick it up? Just to be real quick.
Because I totally beat the original Contra.
Didn't you say you beat it with your sister?
No.
Who'd you beat it with?
My father.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, so I kind of want to replay that. That's why I picked it up.
Badass game. I really like how they put, like, different region ones in there, because they play a little bit different. But anyway,
I can't wait to find the spread gun.
Fucking Steve. It's a shotgun, Steve. It's a shotgun, Steve. I don't want to get into it with dual screens right now. I'm not happy with them right now. But anyway, proceed.
Sorry. I actually also picked up Puzzle Quest.
Amazing game. Amazing game. I think I dropped 20 hours in that already. Did you get a chance to play it yet?
No, I've been playing nothing but Xenoblade Chronicles 2.
You played it in the past, though, right? You played the other iterations of Puzzle Quest, right?
Years ago, and then I played it on the phone.
Did you have it on 3DS? Or DS or whatever? I think it was on DS.
I don't remember.
I had it on DS, and it was badass because of the, like, the touchscreen functionality of it and, like, moving the things around. I think it plays pretty smooth on the Switch, though.
Does it have touch controls?
I'm not sure because I don't really touch my Switch screen. I'm like, it's like my baby. I don't like touch it. I don't want to go to jail for that.
Well, that didn't take long, ladies and gentlemen.
Anyway.
Then heading over to PC, I took advantage of the Steam sale.
Okay.
I picked up Dying Light to play with the Loot Bros podcast.
Well, Dying Light's friggin' amazing. I really need to pick it up for PS4. I played it a few summers back when it first came out. I actually played it at work with one of my clients because he was, like, obsessed with it. And so we played it, like, every time I was there. And it's a pretty awesome game. And I said whenever I got a PS4, I would eventually get it. But it's just never dropped to that sweet spot price where I was willing to pay for it. But I think now that it's like around $20 now. I think I'll probably pick it up. So you said you picked it up to play with the Loot Bros?
Yes, we're going to have a community night on PC.
Nice. Yeah, because they all sold out too. They're all PC gamers now.
Right, and I figured I have to represent for the Game Stuff podcast.
Well, I can't because I'm not a sellout.
I also picked up Resident Evil 4, 5, and 6.
Okay, those are solid games.
Yeah, it was a good deal on Steam, $15.
That's not bad. That's about how much they usually are on PSN when they go on sale. Usually about $5 a piece. I know you said the pack was more expensive on PSN.
Yeah, it was like $23.
That's fucking ridiculous. Sony really wants that fucking money. For like the seventh time they re-released Resident Evil 7 and or 6 and 4 and 5. Have you played any of those in the past?
Never.
Really?
You told us to start with 4. I've never played a Resident Evil.
I would start with 4. It's vastly different. Well, they're all vastly different from each other, which is really cool. I think that's the coolest part about those three games, is that they're vastly different from each other, where the fourth one really took the series in a different direction and made it more action-y, but still retained a lot of those horror components that made Resident Evil what it was. Whereas, like, 5 and 6, they're, like, full-on action games with a little bit of Resident Evil sprinkled here and there. 5's pretty much a co-op game through and through. If when you start playing 5, I would definitely hit up Daryl and try and play through 5 with Daryl, because he'll probably play through with you.
Or our new listener, Levi.
You could do that, too. Yeah, definitely.
So he's the one that recommended I picked up. I do 4, 5, and 6 first, since they were on sale. I asked if I should start with 1. He said no.
If you're going to start with 1, you might have 1, actually.
I do have 1, but I don't know. I really want to play on my PC.
It was free on PlayStation. You should have it. It was like months back.
I
want to
play on PC.
Yeah, One, the remaster of 1's really good. To go back and play, like, Tank Control Resident Evil at this point of the game is just, it's not worth it unless you really want to experience, like, what Resident Evil was back then. I don't recommend going back there. Like, I'm still, like, praying to the Capcom gods that we'll get a remake of Dino Crisis, because it's an amazing game, and I think it would be even more amazing with the modernized Resident Evil controls and getting rid of the tank controls. But aside from that, did you pick up anything else on Steam, or was just those?
Just those that I can think of. I have so many games that sometimes I just forget what I buy stuff.
I have the same problem. No. You had a pretty...
And then in Steam, you can like family share. So like I can give Jim my password and he can play my games, but it locks you out of your account while they play.
Of course it does. They gotta have some kind of like security protection and not let people share their games for free and shit.
Well, that's the funny. Here's the funny part. So me and Matt share our libraries, and we were talking about it. I said the thing is we share our libraries, but we have so many games in our own library that we look at each other's library. We're like, well, we don't have time to play that.
Of course not. Like, I feel like I'm just a fucking, like, a collector at this point. A video game historian, as some put it. Because I just collect these relics in these blue plastic cases, and they just sit on my shelf.
Uh-huh. And the other game I actually picked up was for PS4.
You got a PS4 game.
I did.
I thought you don't play PS4 anymore.
I don't, but I still picked it up because it was cheap.
Okay, what'd you pick up?
Anthem.
Okay, what was it, $5 at Best Buy?
$5 at GameStop.
That's not bad, $5. I mean, that's why I picked up Fallout and Division. They were each 12 apiece, but I haven't really had any experience with Anthem. A bunch of my buddies bought it when it first came out. They said it was an okay game. They said they liked it. They played played for like over 100 hours, so they liked it enough to put a good amount of time into it, but I wouldn't say that they thoroughly enjoyed it, because they moved on pretty quick when other things came out. Have you played it yet?
No.
Do you plan on ever playing it, or are you just going to collect dust on your shelf?
That's a good question that I cannot answer right now.
So is it like kind of like a new plastic amiibo that doesn't have any amiibo support?
That's also a possibility, yes.
Okay, so... Go ahead.
I was going to say, I want to talk about the fact I jumped into Monster Hunter World.
Okay, so you want to go right to what we've been playing?
Yes, is that all right?
That's cool. I'm ready to move the train on.
So, I got to play Monster Hunter World, and I got to help Levi for the first time ever play.
Yeah, you touched on this, but for our listeners, explain the unconventional methods in which you had to... kind of like Sherpa him through Monster Hunter World.
So, I love Monster Hunter Worlds, and it's amazing, and Levi has been, he's actually really good at it. He's actually doing a really good job.
Well, he's really good at games, apparently.
He might have fainted once or twice, but really, who doesn't faint the first couple of times?
I mean, Jim fainted a lot when we first started playing.
That's true. So, normally, when you're taking someone through Monster Hunter World, you want to have a mic so we could talk, because when you're talking to somebody who's never played the game, there's stuff you have to learn about the game. Levi has not received his mic yet. It's coming in this week. So
that's good. And so then how did you teach him how to play Monster Hunter?
I felt bad because he bought this game and we haven't had a chance to play. So I said, I'll play with him. I said, on a free Sunday, we can play for a little bit. So we did everything through Messenger.
You're fucking insane. I don't know. Like, that's insane. That's like going back to playing like Monster Hunter on like PSP or like playing Monster Hunter on 3DS where I had to like type in the little chat box to communicate with people. Never again. I don't ever want to go back to that. Thank God we have Skype and Discord.
Yeah, it
why didn't you just use Discord?
He doesn't have a mic.
His computer doesn't have a built-in mic?
No. He's rebuilding his computer. He's going to be rebuilding his computer next year.
Man, there's a lot of fucking excuses here, Levi. Come on, man.
But his mic is coming in. He also bought a brand new, really nice mouse to go with it and keyboard.
Man, he's going all out. All right, that's cool. I appreciate that. If you're going to go PC, you got to go all in. So that's why I can never be a PC gamer. I probably could be. With all the money I fucking spend on fucking PS4 games, if I just spent that all on a PC, I could game for a lot cheaper.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, but then I have to change my graphics card. And like just like Greg Miller says, like computers are for TurboTax, so they're not for playing games.
Well, do you know the story behind him getting back into gaming?
No, I don't. Do share with our listeners.
So, he was big into retro. He had the Genesis, Nintendo. He loves old school RPGs just like you.
That's
like
awesome. We could definitely have a conversation.
Like, yeah, absolutely. And then he started talking to the Loot Brothers, and he started talking to me, and we talked about playing games together, and he started buying games on PC, and the next thing I know, he took advantage of the Black Friday and got himself his first PS4.
Nice!
So that's his first modern console. When I was talking to him about PC, he's like, oh, I want to, you know, I was telling him, oh, did you get the Game Pass for Xbox on PC? He was like, no, what's that? I was like, let me bring you into the ways.
Let me make the new PS4 you bought obsolete in 5 seconds, because you can play every Xbox game imaginable on your PC.
Yeah.
I mean, you could get PlayStation now. Yeah, see that silence? Because I didn't even fucking... No. Don't do that.
Yeah. So, he went and got the special for $1, and he's like, wait, for $1 I could play Outer Worlds or buy it $60 on Steam? I said, that's correct.
Good old Game Pass.
Yep. Love my PC. But no, we've been having a lot of fun, and I really look forward to when he gets his mic and I actually get to talk to him, and we can have, like, awesome conversations, and we can play Dying Light and all kinds of good stuff. I'm playing much of else. I played a lot of Xenoblades because I was traveling, so I brought my system with me. And then Jim and I played Monster Hunter Generations, and we achieved Hunter rank level 5.
Nice. I need to catch up. Like, a lot.
Just a little, I was gonna say.
A little? A lot. I'm like 3. Maybe 4. But I'm still behind you.
Yeah, so we've been playing, like, we've been jumping in at night and doing, like, the quest to get open up all of the food.
That's smart, because then you're fucking untouchable at that point.
Yeah. Besides that, I really haven't been playing much because of the holidays, and, you know, I played a little bit of Destiny 2, wrecked some people in PvP, but what about you, Joe? What have you been playing? Anything fun?
I have been playing a lot of stuff this week. I had a lot of free time during this, like, holiday weekend, so I played Catherine Full Body for PS4, which, for those of you who aren't familiar, it's a puzzle game that's also, how do I put this? I wouldn't really call it a dating sim, but it kind of is. It's kind of like a Japanese graphic novel dating sim where you're trying to juggle 3 women at the same time. And, like, you have to go through this nightmare world where you have to beat these puzzles to escape. and everything, then you get asked all these like personal questions about like your values and morals and how you would treat women and do you respect people, and it's amazing. It's an amazing game. It's made by Sega and Atlus, and I beat the entire game in 3 sittings, so that was a total of, when I think I finished last night, it was 18 hours, which is on the long side, but I was actually like reading all the text and talking to every single person I could. You can save like individuals in the game from dying in the nightmare world. I saved, I think, 3 out of 5, which is a lot better than I've ever done playing it before. But now I have to go, now I have the arduous task of going back and playing this game with a guide and getting the other like 9 endings, which is going to take another like 50 hours. But I love the puzzle mechanics in the game so much that I really don't care. So basically it's a push box puzzler. So you push and pull blocks to climb a tower and get to a bell. Or not a bell. Yes, well, technically a bell. Technically, it's like a long brass ring, and you pull the ring down, and it like gets you, steps appear, and then you go up to the next level until you reach the exit door for each night. And there's 9 nights in the game, and every night, the puzzles get harder and harder, and you have to use different tactics to climb up the wall, and it's really fucking crazy game. I really loved it. I definitely will. At least finish half the trophies in the game. I think I beat it, and I got like 28% of the trophies, and then stopped. Have you ever played Catherine before in the past, or?
Yes, actually, I have it on PS3.
Awesome!
I bet you're proud of me.
I am proud of you. It's a great game. It's a very expensive game. It's a very expensive.
It is.
It's rare. If you have physical, or digital.
Yeah, physical.
Yeah, it's hard to find. It's not an easy game to find anymore.
That's really weird.
Not weird at all. It's because it's a good game.
I think I have it physical. I got to think about that one. I am not 100% sure.
I had it physical for 360. I played it on 360, the first one. I mean, this is technically a remaster, but it also adds a third Catherine to the game, which the first game only had 2 Catherines. Had Catherine with a C and Catherine with a K. Well, this one adds Catherine with a Q. But it also has a really huge plot twist that I won't reveal on the show because it's crazy. And it got the game a lot of backlash and heat when it first got announced. So, Roberto touched on it on the show a bunch of episodes back, so if you want to hear him talk about it, I can't pull up the exact episode number right now, but maybe somebody will do that for us, or I can do that for us and link you back to that. But he definitely had things to say about it on the show. Other than that, I've just been playing Pokemon. Pokemon, 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 Pokemon. I'm not a Pokemon master yet, guys. But just to update you on my journey to Pokemon Mastery, I now have 2 gym badges in my possession. I'm about 12 hours into the game. I have a Pokedex of 54 Pokemon. So I'm doing pretty well. 54 out of 400. I'm getting there. Why are you biting your... Yes.
How good are you at playing with those Pokeballs?
I like those Pokeballs in and around my mouth. I hate you. Rant of the week. Dynamax Pokemon are the dumbest fucking thing ever invented. They're just dumb. I don't see the point in them. It's like taking Mega Pokemon and making them even lamer. I just don't get it. I don't get it. It's just not for me. I like just regular Pokemon battling regular Pokemon. But like, I'm enjoying the game. Are you going to pick it up at all, or are you still thinking about it? What's your stance on Pokemon at this point?
I almost picked it up, and Jim looked at me and said, "You didn't play the last one."
He like swatted that shit out of your hand. He was like, "No." No more new games. Play what you have.
Should we move this train along?
Yeah, I think that's it for what we've been playing this week. Like I said, it was a very busy week as far as like there was a holiday this week or this past week, and I pretty much just played Catherine and Pokemon. So,
I want to start off this discussion with our Facebook group, because there's been some good stuff in there.
That's very different. Questions. Usually we do that at the end. I think we could do that in the beginning, and if we want to touch and discuss on some of these, we can. So, go ahead.
Yeah, because they're going to take a lot of our answers. Like, our listeners are awesome.
That's fine with me. Make my job easier, listeners. I love that.
What game should we be asking for this holiday season? Steven Fontana says, Jedi Fallen Order, Outer Worlds, and Astral Chain.
Okay, that's some really valid answers.
I know. I heard Fallen Order's really good.
It's the only game I didn't buy because I always want to have that one game I'm really excited to open on Christmas. So I left that on my Christmas list. Hopefully my wife gets the hint that that's what I want. I really want Jedi Fallen Order on Christmas. I want to play that on Christmas to have that like feeling that I had as a kid playing, you know, a brand new game on Christmas. You know, because I just bought 9 the other day, you know.
And Outer Worlds is really good.
I really want to play it. It was on sale for $35 this weekend at Best Buy. And I was like, my wife is like, if you buy one more fucking game, I will fucking murder you. So I was literally like, okay. I was like, message taken.
And I haven't really played Astral Chain.
I have not either. I know, I think Roberto played it, if I'm not mistaken, or he wanted to play it. I really want to play Astral Chains because I really love Platinum Games, and I played every single game they've ever made, and I love most of them. I love, you know, I love Bayonetta. I love the Transformers game. I think it's amazing, the Transformers game they made for this generation, Devastation. That game's amazing. And the Ninja Turtle game, while it had its flaws, it's the only fucking next-gen Ninja Turtle game we have, so... it's not too bad. But yeah, I definitely wanted to pick up Astral Chains when it got cheaper. It actually didn't go on sale for Black Friday, which I was kind of surprised. So I was hoping to pick it up. Or did it? Did it go on sale?
No, I don't think
so. I think that and Daemon X Machina are like the two games that I really want on Switch, but I'm not willing to pay what they're asking right now for them.
Andrew said, I second Jedi Fallen Order and Outer Worlds.
Well, I like you, Andrew. Oh,
that's true. Also would suggest Ghost Recon Breakpoint if you missed it.
So, that's a little interesting because from a lot of people that I've heard that played Breakpoint, they didn't like it because it made...
That's what I heard.
It made the game a little too real where you can, like, fall down hills and shit and, like, you can't... It's like playing Death Stranding. It's, like, way too realistic with how, like, it plays out. And it's, like, impossible to kill anybody because if like, anyone sees you, it's, like, open season on your ass and they just murder you in 5 seconds. You have to be, like, really tactical and, like, strategic in that game.
Katie says Code Vein.
I really want Code Vein. So that's another game that was on sale. And, like, Corey, one of the old hosts of the show, he was very adamant that I buy Code Vein to the point where he was like, I'll buy it for you. I'll buy it for you. I was like, all right. Okay. But I heard it's like Dark Souls mixed with like anime. So it's kind of a different take on that genre.
She also says Astral Chain.
Man, another Astral Chain.
Yep, Pokemon Sword and Shield. And Bloodstain.
Okay, so I played both of these. I would definitely recommend both of these games. If you're playing Bloodstain on the Switch, you can do it now, kind of. They kind of fixed a lot of the issues with the bugs and the glitching and the graphical tearing. It's a little bit better. It's not the best. If you went out on Black Friday and you bought Bloodstain when it was $20 brand new, kudos to you because it's amazing. I actually almost broke down and bought that again on PS4 just because I can get trophies for it and I love the game. So I almost bought it again, but my wife was like, you already fucking have it. Don't buy it twice. She got mad at me because I bought Catherine Full Body because she's like, you already have Catherine. I was like, this is different. It's got a third Catherine. Don't you understand?
Matt G.
Matty G.
Says Link's Awakening. Gears 5. Rad. I don't know what Rad is.
Rad's an indie game on the Switch. Actually, I think it's on a bunch of stuff, but it's actually pretty cool. I think you like turn into like different animals or something. I don't know. I have to look it up again. I know Steven and Andy played it, and they talked about it on dual screens.
And he says Destiny 2 Shadowkeep.
Okay, I know you've been playing Destiny 2. Would you recommend that to people, that they pick up Destiny 2 Shadowkeep?
If you have a lot of people that like to play, it's fantastic. If you have a dedicated group, it's fantastic. If you have friends that have your kind of playing style and play like you do, it's fantastic.
So you're saying if you want to play this by yourself, it's not a good choice?
I don't get the story still.
I heard it's really grindy if you play by yourself too. It's not as fun because it's really hard by yourself. That's all I keep hearing about Destiny.
The story doesn't get any better. It still doesn't make a lick of sense.
It's like playing fucking Halo. Halo doesn't make sense either.
Halo kind of makes sense.
No, Gears makes sense. Gears has a story I can follow. Characters I like.
Which Halo dropped today on Game Pass.
Which one?
Reach.
Oh, aren't they doing like each one separately so they don't fuck up like they did in the last release when they released them all together and they were buggy messes?
Probably.
What else did she say? She said Gears, right?
He said Gears, yes.
Well, I haven't played Gears. I would definitely buy Gears if I had an Xbox. Yeah, I would definitely buy Gears if I had an Xbox. I know you played Gears 5. You liked it, right?
Yeah, I do really like it. I like all the Gears games.
I know, you're a big Gears fan, so I thought you would get a kick out of that recommendation.
So, our next response is from Andy, and I can't tell if he's being funny because he listens to the show. He says Death Stranding.
Yeah, he can take that comment somewhere else. This is an anti-Death Stranding podcast. Maybe we should just change the name to Anti-Death Stranding Podcast. It'd probably boost our numbers. No, Andy, all seriousness, I will play Death Stranding one day. Like, I will. Because I need to understand if all the hate is really warranted. I've watched a bunch of people play it, and it was boring as shit. Like, I literally cried tears of boredom.
Did you see the creepy people and how they were, like, papooked onto his back?
Yes, it's creepy. He, like, fucking carries people on his back like he's a fucking rickshaw, a human rickshaw. It's creepy.
And we have an Alexander that posted Sonic the Hedgehog.
Now, is he suggesting we buy a Sonic the Hedgehog game or go see the movie? Because the movie doesn't come out till Valentine's Day, which I was like, who picked that release date? Because you know what? I'm taking my wife to see Sonic the Hedgehog on Valentine's Day, because that's a no-brainer right there. That's the romantic movie of the century.
Are they going to do a Deadpool and put out a romantic version of the trailer?
They should, where he's like flying through the air and throwing kisses at people instead of rings.
Yeah, so let's now add our recommendations.
Okay, would you like to go first? Would you like to give the first one, or you want me to give the first one?
I'm going to give the first one, because a lot of them is going to have to do with that people talking about these. If you have a PC or an Xbox, I'm going to recommend Game Pass. I mean, you're going to get Bloodstained, you're going to get Outer Worlds, and a lot of devices can play this now. So, or if you don't have an Xbox, I would also recommend looking into the Xbox upgrade program, where you can get an Xbox One X. You pay for it monthly, which I believe includes your Game Pass.
It includes 2 years of Game Pass, I believe.
Yeah. And then you can upgrade to the new Scorpio when it comes
out. I think those are valid picks and valid recommendations. I think Game Pass is a solid win for whoever gets it. If I only got one game for Christmas and my parents were like, oh, I got you Game Pass, I got you a year of Game Pass, that's fucking dope. Like, that's a lot of shit to do and a lot of things to play. Like, that's a lot of fun in one little paper card that you punch a code in and you're like, oh, I got Game Pass now. Cool. But there's just so much to play, and oh man, it makes me yearn to play Xbox again. I miss my Xbox.
What about you?
If I had to pick to start, I would definitely go with Borderlands 3.
That's a good one.
Because it's the shit. Because it's Borderlands. It's more of the same. which is not bad. I know a lot of people were ragging on the game because they were saying, oh, it wasn't enough of a departure from the last game. It's pretty much just the same game twice. I'm like, what do you want? Like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's how I like my video games. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Keep doing the same. It doesn't need to iterate enough on what it's doing. It still uses vault keys, but I'm enjoying Gears Borderlands 3. It's fucking awesome. So
you were about to say Gears, weren't you?
I was about to say Gears 3. Fucking A. If I had to say anything else right now, I would say pick up Pokemon. Pokemon's dope. If you have a Switch and you don't have Pokemon, get Pokemon. Buy a Switch. If you don't have a if you don't have a Switch, go buy one. Now it's perfect time.
Even this Switch Lite.
Yeah. If you have small hands and you don't mind never docking your Switch and never playing a Switch on TV, yeah, go ahead and buy a Switch Lite. I one day might pick up a Switch Lite. If they come out with a red one, I think that's going to be like the super seller point. If they make a red one, I kind of want that Dragon Quest one that's from Japan. The Switch Lite, did you see it? It's yeah. Dope. It's got little slimes on the back of the Joy-Cons, and I want it.
Rage 2, which is also on Game Pass.
That was really cheap on Black Friday, if no one picked it up.
It was, and it's a really great game. Like, it's not a lot of hours. You can get in and get out. And
that's important nowadays, to have a game where, like, you can just kind of get in there and get out. It's kind of like a one-night stand. You just pop it in and you pop out. I didn't meet a person. I meant a game. I will eventually play Rage 2. I think right now I really want to play Rage 1 first again, because it's been so long since I played it. And I really didn't have a great time with Rage 1. It was kind of a buggy mess on Xbox 360. So I kind of want to play it again on PS4, on PS Now, because it is on PS Now. So I kind of want to play the first one and check it out again. And then I might eventually pick up the second one. But we could go console for console. We can go console by console, and then we can touch on some PC stuff at the end. I think that's a better way to like format what we're doing here. So where do you want to start? Or continue.
In the middle of the conversation.
Where do you want to continue from here? Sorry.
I don't know.
Do you keep going through PS4 stuff? Or do?
Sure. Do you have more PS4 stuff? I can't think of anything.
Control. Why don't you tell people why they should buy Control? I mean, Control's amazing.
Control is amazing, but if you can play it on PC, I recommend it on PC because we'll be able to perform better. I recommend it on a PS4 Pro.
You nerd, you PC nerd.
It's a really good game. It's got really good graphics, and it's a good storyline, and it's a good gameplay. It's never... I mean, I had difficulty parts, but it wasn't to the point that I felt like quitting.
That's always good, too. I like games that push hard, but they kind of have a rubber banding effect where, like, it kind of... It's never too hard. It's always just, like, the right level of, like, difficulty scaling.
Yes, and I beat it in a week.
That's impressive. At least for you.
Yeah.
For you to not, like, put it away and, like, go play six other things and come back to it, like, a month later or 3 months later.
Yeah, exactly. That tells you how good it is.
So it's like me in Infamous 2. I played, or Infamous Second Son. I played the whole game in, like, one weekend. It got to, like, the end, and I was like, this shit's not over. I cleared the entire, like, map of all, like, the collectibles and all the side missions, and then all I had to do was beat the story, and I was like, meh, don't care. The story's boring. So I never went back, and then I finally beat it, like, a few weeks ago, like, a month ago. I went back and cleared the rest of the game out, because I was like, you know what? I just want to knock this off my list. I'm trying to think of anything else for PS4. Go buy a controller. Now's a good time to buy a controller. Console cycle's ending. Controller prices are pretty cheap this holiday. I think they were this past weekend, and I know going forward, I think through the holiday season, they're going to try and mark them down to, like, $39.99, which is a good time to buy another controller if you don't have one. Or if you need a new one, or if you want to upgrade your color. I mean, PlayStation came out with some pretty sick new colors, so I definitely hope that I get a new controller for Christmas.
Yeah, I hinted to Jim I want the rose gold one.
Yeah, I want that blue one. Hopefully I got it. I think my wife got it for me. So, actually, I know she got it for me. Wink, wink. I was there and tried to buy the red one, and she's like, no, you want the blue one instead. I was like, you do know me.
Ah, crap, I had another game, and then you talked about the controller.
Oh, I'm sorry. For PS4. For PS4?
Yeah, it was for PS4. Oh, crap, let's keep going. I can always come back to it.
Well, it's a good year to buy. It's a good year to buy cheap PlayStation 4 games since the cycle's ending. There's a lot of greatest hits that are $20 now. Like, go pick up Persona 5 if you've never played it. Even though Royal's coming out next year and it's going to have quality of life fixes, I would still just play the new one. Or I would still just play the one that's out. That's actually on PlayStation Now. If you have PlayStation Now, you can play Persona for $9.99 a month. So,
I just want to let you know, audience, he keeps saying this because he's trying to make himself feel better about the PS Now service in comparison to Game Pass.
Just cheap plugging it. Apparently Sony's paying me under the table to plug their PlayStation Now shitbox service.
Monster Hunter Worlds, Iceborne.
I need to get that so bad. I really need to finish the first one. I don't know. It's just, I just like Generations and the gameplay style so much better. If you have a Switch, go buy Generations.
And then come play with us.
Yeah, and then play with us. Yeah, we'll be play all the time. Well, not lately. I've been kind of busy, but anyway, you were talking about Iceborne. I definitely want to pick up Iceborne eventually. Have you played Iceborne yet? Did you get it for PC yet?
It doesn't come out till January for PC.
Oh, shit. So, like, right after Christmas it drops?
Yeah.
Interesting. I'll give you something to play in January.
Yes, but I did play the Rahjong Challenge.
What is that? Oh, really?
Yes.
And how difficult was that? Like, was that challenging?
Extremely challenging. In fact, there was a leaderboard of how fast people were dying in it.
Jesus.
It was bad.
One hit death?
No, but you know, he picks you up, tosses you at the wall and stuff. Yeah. And it's an arena quest, so it's a small area.
I fucking hate arena quests so much. I really hate them.
And the first time I did it, the one guy said that he had made he had a bet going on with one of the guys working the booth that if he could complete the Rahjong challenge with not a lick of clothing on, he would give him his jacket off his back, which was a Capcom official jacket. So one of us in my entire four-player party didn't have any armor on.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you succeed?
No.
No jacket for that guy. Sorry, buddy.
No. And then, of course, I did it again with our good listener, Matt. And no, we still couldn't succeed.
Man, that sounds tough, man. If I had a PC, I would play with you guys. You make me sad now. Now I want a PC to play Monster. Anyway, back to the buyer guide. Let's switch gears and talk about the Switch. What games from this year would you recommend or what games in general would you recommend people pick up this holiday season on the Switch? You know what I'm going to say, so let's you can I know what I'm going to say, so.
That's difficult. There wasn't Mario Maker came out this year.
It's fantastic. And don't they have a huge update dropping this week? News.
They do. Which, apparently, you become Zelda?
You can play as Link. Yeah, and yep. I have a Master Sword. I'm like, is this like a prelude to, like, Zelda Maker?
Ooh,
I know, right?
Maybe.
I'm intrigued. I was like, free update? I'm down with that. I hope they add more, like, amiibo characters like they had in the first one. They were fun to use as costumes and stuff. Other than that...
Fire Emblem?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Obviously.
I just realized what you were going to say,
obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously. I was going to say Fire Emblem. I think it's the game I spent the most time on the Switch with. No, probably not, actually. Look. Yeah, I think I spent a lot of time with Fire Emblem this year. But if...
There's a lot of good indies, too, on the Switch. Like
Dead Cells?
Switch.
Dead Cells.
Dead Cells is an amazing... Yeah, that's a good game, too. Bloodstained is on that system.
Yep, and if you... want to play it on a handheld? I mean, that's your fix right there. You can buy Bloodstained on there. I would definitely suggest people pick up Dragon Quest XI for the Switch. If you're looking to like fill your RPG void, that's gonna fill it. That's a very very meaty RPG on a very 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 awesome re-release of the game that adds a lot of quality of life changes that made the game a lot more. How can I put this? A lot more Accessible? Yeah, accessible would be the word I was looking for. It makes it a lot more accessible for people. If you don't have Octopath Traveler, it's a good time to pick that up. Get a Nintendo online yearly pass. You can play Super Nintendo games now.
That's the other game I picked up.
What?
I forgot to tell you.
What'd you get?
Lost Sphere.
What'd you get it for? What'd you get it for?
Switch.
Isn't that RPG from Square? Or who made that? Did Square make that?
Yes. Yes, that's the same.
It's a turn-based RPG, correct? If I'm right.
It's the same makers as I Am Setsuna.
That's right. It's Tokyo Game Factory, whatever the hell their name is. Yeah.
Yes, it was on sale on Black Friday for $12.50.
Oh my god, that's the cheapest it's ever been.
I know. I picked it up physically. I actually got a physical copy.
You want a physical Switch game? Does that?
For $12.50, I would.
I don't know. I don't buy anything for the Switch. I have two physical Switch games, and I regret owning them because I really wish they were digital. There's still a lot of shit on sale for the Switch.
Oh, I'll have to take a look. Now, do we want to actually start move the train along and go back to our second question? Because we do have a lot of questions this week.
We do. We have a second question. Yeah, we added a second question to our Facebook group. Take it away.
Have any questions for the show this week, I asked you guys. And we got some good ones. So Stephen Fontana says, with next gen on the horizon, what do you think multi-platform online games will look like? Do you think crossplay will be the standard for all? Do you think it will still be case by case?
You go first.
I think that crossplay will not be standard. That it will have to go from game to game. Because with crossplay with PC, they're trying to figure out ways to cap players with mouse and keyboard for first player games because of how much of an advantage we have.
Yeah, speed, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I think that it will not be standard as well. I think that we're not ready for that. I don't think game developers are ready to give up that piece of the pie yet. And I think by keeping everybody on separate, you know, separate servers away from each other, it makes people have to buy the game where they have to buy it to play with who they want to play with. And they can continue to make more money doing that. That's like, how do they get you to buy Monster Hunter twice? You can't play PC people can't play it PS4 people. It's that simple. They have to buy the game twice. It's a marketing ploy too. I don't think they're ready to give up that extra revenue yet that it's going to generate.
Matt G says, why is much hatred for Death Stranding?
Next. Oh, because this is the anti-Death Stranding podcast hosted by Joe and Kalai. Welcome.
So I feel with a lot of the Sony exclusive games, this is not so much a Sony exclusive, but...
I mean, it is. I mean, it is. It is and it isn't.
Exactly. That they rely so heavily on story and graphics that they don't really care about gameplay. And I heard with Death Stranding, he wanted to tell a story. He wanted to tell a story. Well, why couldn't he tell that story in a movie? Why does it have to be a video game?
So I hear you with the whole cinematic argument, and I know that's a lot of my basis for not owning a PS3, is that most of the PS3 games were nothing but movies. They're cinematic movies. Like, they had, like, quick time events, and there's a little bit of gameplay, but for the most part, most of the games were movies. When I actually got a PS4, and I saw how they melded, like, gameplay with cinematics a lot better than Microsoft did, I was like, holy shit, it's like an experience. You're not just playing a video game anymore. You're playing an experience. Like, you can experience people's raw emotions in games because they're able to depict people in a way on screen that makes it like I'm in a movie, like I'm experiencing something firsthand. And it's amazing that we've gotten to that point in video games. I mean, I don't need like fried eggs for Metal Gear Solid 4. Like, that's fucking ridiculous. But like, I think like what they've done with like Uncharted series, what they've done with mostly Naughty Dog, honestly, Naughty Dog's like they're probably the best developer right now. The Last of Us, why I give it a lot of shit, Tricky, because I'm talking to you, Tricky, why I give that game a lot of shit, it's a beautiful game, and it's well done.
Yeah, the storyline is amazing, but like
I don't like the gameplay. It's just
it's marred by shitty,
dumbed down gameplay. That it's kind of like how Sony tried to fix what was kind of wrong with The Last of Us with Days Gone, and they made more combat. It's you're not hiding as much. You have to hide somewhat, but it's more about the combat and less about traversing and climbing. It's kind of like Nathan Drake in Uncharted fucked a zombie game, and out came Last of Us, because that's really what it is. It's like the next step from Uncharted is The Last of Us. I really don't see a difference in the main characters, honestly. They look the same.
Matt Murray says, will the debate ever be settled, pizza or butt stuff?
I'm team butt stuff, but pizza is good.
Which then struck Matt G to come in with, one more importantly, pancakes or waffles?
Oh, shit. This is a tough...
No, this is not a tough one. This is a debate I have started among my friends, and Matt, you're bringing it onto this podcast. This is your fault.
This is a tough one. So you go...
Let me go first. Yeah, yes. I say the waffle is the superior breakfast thing here because it's got little crevices which can hold your syrup and it stays nice and crunchy, whereas the pancake is flat and half that shit rolls off your plate and the other half gets soaked up by the pancake, so it's all mushy and stuff.
So I counteract you with how I eat pancakes. Or how I make pancakes. So I'm a big pancake eater. I love pancakes. But I only eat my pancakes. I don't eat anybody else's. Because I make paper-thin pancakes. And they're crunchy all the way through.
Is that a crepe?
Kind of. But it's not. Because it's not made with crepe. It's not made with crepe. It's not made with traditional crepe. What the fuck? Like fillings. Batter.
Batter. I thought the crepe filling is the same as a pancake. It's just thinner.
Is it really? Then I'm eating fucking crepes. And they're fucking delicious. Maybe I'm team crepe and not team pancake or waffle. Maybe we should. There's a third horse in this race, Matt. I'm team crepe all the way. Anyway, I like waffles. My daughter eats waffles every day. She loves waffles. She eats them plain. Because she's a savage. I don't know how anybody can eat a plain waffle. It's gross. I like to eat like those mini Eggo waffles and break them apart and dip them in a cup of syrup. So I'll pour like a bunch of hot syrup into like one of my like glass serving bowl. Like they're like condiment bowls. My wife ordered them. They're pretty dope. So this is getting way off topic. Thank you, Matt. So I have these glass bowls to dip my syrup in, and I'll eat waffles like that. So if I had to pick between pancakes and waffles and the world was going to end, I would go waffle because there's so much more you can do with a waffle. You can put ice cream on a waffle. Waffles can be
chicken.
Yeah, chicken and waffles is a bomb. So, waffles and pancake or chicken and pancakes? No, that's gross. I don't know though. What if I rolled the chicken or like ate the chicken like a burrito or a taco inside the pancake?
Shit, that's Jim's argument that you can't roll a sausage into a waffle.
He's not trying hard enough. He's not trying hard enough. Anyway, they use like so. Have you ever had like going off tangent? Anyway, did you ever go to Taco Bell and eat their breakfast?
No.
So it's a waffle. That's what they use as their taco shell for the breakfast, for the egg and potato and bacon thing that they make, or sausage like breakfast sandwich they make. It's in a waffle. That's a roll. That's like folded to resemble a taco. So I say nay to you, Jim. I say nay. Because Taco Bell is wrapping sausages in pancakes since I don't know when the fuck they started serving breakfast, but since that time.
Oh, God. Actually, I almost bought a waffle iron that made stick waffles.
Oh, my God. So, like, the ones where, like, you can, like, put the object in there and then put the pancake batter around or the waffle batter around or pancake batter around it and it like seals it inside?
No, it's a waffle maker that makes dippable waffles so you don't have to cut them up.
I need that in my life. You have to send me the link to that. Yeah, you have to send me the link to that shit. I'll just buy it and leave it at your house, and we can have waffles. I'll just come over for breakfast.
Tricky says, "Why? What's not to debate?" Oh, sorry. Okay, so earlier somebody said something about pineapple and pizza somehow.
Oh,
pizza
and butt stuff.
Yeah, somehow. What's not to debate? Pineapples on pizza? That shit is gross.
Yes, I agree with Tricky 100%. Pineapples don't go on pizza. Pineapples can go on ham, but ham can go on pizza, but not together. No, I say nay to that.
Katie says definitely butt stuff.
Awesome. There's another team butt stuff member. Cool. There's two of us.
Andrew says, do you have any confidence in another Dragon Age game? As much as I want it to be amazing, the track record of the studio has been lacking of late. This could apply to any studio if Dragon Age isn't your thing.
So what's the big reason why the last two games have been shit from that studio? And does anybody know? Who's their new partner? Helping them put games out? Or has been...
EA.
Correct. There's your answer.
Isn't EA did the first one?
I don't think they did. I think they did do the first one, yes. And that's a solid game. But I think since EA smells money in the water, they're pumping shit out. And the quality's just lacking. I think they need to get back to just BioWare creating the game like they used to. EA publishing, that's fine. But Inquisition is a pretty terrible game. Have you played it?
I've played all of them and beat them.
Did you like Inquisition? Because I did.
It was alright. My problem is the stuff that made one so good, I feel like they just ripped out. Like, it was just... It went from just exploring to area after area after
area.
Well,
one was like fucking KOTOR on crack with dragons.
Kingdoms of the...
No, Knights of the Old Republic. It played like Knights of the Old Republic in medieval times with fucking dragons.
Yes.
It was dope.
And then the second one just went off the
rails. It was more like playing BioShock with BioShock. Why can't I remember the name of it? Mass Effect with dragons and medieval times.
Yes.
And it was awesome. And I was like, sign me up for more of this. And then when they released that Dragon Age Awakening, like the expansion, that was even better. And I was like, oh shit, more shit. And then they released the second game, and I was like, nah, I'm good. I'm good, B. It's a no for me, dog. And then they released the third game, and I was like, no.
Now, here's the thing with the fourth game. EA has discovered microtransactions.
Oh, God damn it. We're going to be paying for dragon eggs and shit. Get your dragon egg shit crystals here. We're going to put shit crystals in the game. Shout out to Matt for shit crystals. I'll make them live on the show. Don't worry, Matt. Everything has shit crystals nowadays.
And that actually brings us to the end of the show.
So, Kalai.
If you do like us.
Real quick, before we end the show.
My bad.
If you could buy somebody one thing for Christmas, if you could buy them one game for Christmas, what would you buy? What would be the one thing from this year that you would say, like, you need to play this?
Control.
Okay. That's a solid answer.
You?
Fire Emblem. If you got a Switch, play Fire Emblem. It's fucking amazing. If you don't, go buy one and then play Fire Emblem. It's a mastery in storytelling. Play it now on Nintendo Switch. Now you can land the plane.
All right. If you'd like us, please subscribe and rate us. You can check us out on Twitter at GameStuffCast. However, I'm terrible at the Twitter, so please forgive me. But please join us in our Facebook group. Search the GameStuff Podcast. Come hang out with us. Come talk to us. We'd love to talk to you. Really, I should be working, but I would rather talk to you guys.
You mean you should be working, but you're really talking to them?
Thank God my boss doesn't listen to this episode, or any of my episodes. We also have a Patreon page. It's patreon.com/provengamers. If you do want to get in touch with us, I'm Kalai21, K-A-L-A-I, the number 21, on Twitter. And Joe is Mr. TMNT. 84 on Twitter.
That's correct.
But the best place to get us really is the Facebook group.
Yeah, we're on there pretty frequently. I'm actually going to be putting some more questions up weekly, so you guys have more stuff to answer, so we can read more stuff on the show. And I'm actually going to see if any of you guys want to come on the show Yeah, I think we might actually like do that once in a while. Not every week because it's much easier having two people, but I would like to hear some of you guys come on the show and chat with us.
You can also get in touch with us with our email. It's gamestuff@provengamer.com. We are sponsored by Amazon. Just go to provengamer.com, click on the Amazon link, and do your shopping like normal. We also are partnered with Humble Bundle for the Extra Life charity. Humble Bundle is a great way to get cheap games, and we're helping the children. And right now, the Jingle Jam is going on.
The hell is the Jingle Jam?
It is my favorite bundle of the year.
Why?
Because it's $30 for $700 worth of games.
Holy fuck.
Every day, they release a game.
Oh, so it's like a an
Advent
Advent
calendar.
calendar?
Yeah, except it's like three games.
A
Like,
day?
I just got. Yes!
Jesus, this is like an Advent calendar, like they shitting out games every day.
I know, and you know what? As part of that bundle, I got Bastion.
Nice.
And I got, which I didn't even know. Do you know Cyanide and Happiness?
Yeah, the minigame.
They. Yes!
That's dope.
It's a battle royale!
I'll play that. They're funny as
The
hell.
trailer is
They're
hysterical.
funny as hell. I would play anything they make. What else did you get from this bundle? I'm intrigued now.
Kingdom New Lands.
Okay.
Cyanide and Happiness game is called Rapture Rejects. Apparently, the world ended, and he took all the people to heaven, and everybody else didn't want to go to hell, so he's just letting them battle it out.
Nice.
Crusader Kings 2, Dynasty Starter Pack. Red Orchestra 2, Heroes of Starngard. Invisible Ink.
Oh.
Is that good or bad?
Invisible Ink is not the greatest game.
It's all right. Deadlands, Dreadlands, I'm sorry, Dreadlands. Clatter. Chivalry, Medieval Warfare.
Okay.
Guilty Gear XRD Revolution 2.
It's a mouthful.
And includes the base game.
It's a great game, though.
Balan's Lot, Animal Super Squad, and apparently 41% off your one-time purchase of a metal picture for your game room.
What?
What?
That's an interesting bonus.
Exactly.
So it sounds like you got Bastion so far. Congratulations. Great game.
Guilty Gear.
Oh, yeah, true. Two games. Two games. Yo, I think Bastion and Guilty Gear alone is worth $30. So now you're just getting free shit at this point.
Rapture Rejects.
Oh yeah, true. So three. So if you is $10 a game, you already got your money there in 2 days. In what was it, like 2 days already? 3 days?
I still have another.
Wait, do you have
I
to open
still have
today's
another
games?
like 15 days to go, 16 days to go.
When's it go till?
The 20th.
So it's what? It goes from the 1st to the 20th, or how long?
Yes, the first to the
Holy
20th.
shit.
And it's 100% goes to charity.
That's cool.
Yeah, because normally with Humble Bundle, a portion goes to like the site to help maintain, but not this time.
That's awesome. Did you, Oh, by the way, speaking of charities, go donate to Extra Life. Go find, if you're in our Facebook group, go find Tricky Mix, Extra Life and donate so we can shave his beard off.
Yeah, which I think I have to do that. I think we decided we're
Yeah, I
gonna.
have to do that too. So,
Yeah, because we really want him to get that beard off. It's so
yeah,
horrible.
I want to help the goddess out by getting rid of that beard on his face.
Team Goddess!
Team, remove the beard.
Pound smooth as a baby's bum.
There you go. Hashtag smooth as a baby's ass. Hashtag Death Stranding sucks.
And we do have other shows.
We do.
We have the Trophy Horse,
Yep, we do.
which this week our episode should have been just released of the episode that I was on.
Now it's tomorrow, I think.
Right, but this comes out
Oh,
like next
yeah.
week.
So, yeah, it'll already be out. Fucking A. You're gonna leave that in the show. It's okay.
I am. It's
That's it.
funny. We also have the PG Spoilers.
That's a great show.
Resident Daryl. We should give a shout out to the Loot Bros who are back.
Yeah, man. Listen to the Loot Bros. I know they're not technically on our Proven Gamer Network, but they're like, I guess they're like bastard children of the Proven Gamer Network. So
they're the black sheep.
Yeah. So they can get a shout out here. I'll support them forever. I'm actually gonna go listen to that new episode like as soon as we're done recording.
Oh my god, you know what it's about, right?
Yes, I do. And I want to go listen to it. I've been dying to listen to it. I just have to listen to things in chronological order. Because that's how I listen to my podcasts, people.
And, of course, I want to thank the band Take Away the Ugly, who did our song. And, of course, Isaac Sago, who did our wonderful logo. So, thank you, guys. And I want to thank the listeners and for jumping in our Facebook group. Being with our conversation, please come join us.
Dude, you guys answered two questions, and we put that shit up today, so I'm really proud of you guys.
Like, yeah, we need to get better at that.
Yeah. I'm going to start putting up daily questions, so look out for those, guys.
All right. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode of Game Stuff.
Check you later, guys. We'll be right back.